Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood has approved a police request to ban a pro-Palestinian march scheduled to take place in London this Sunday. The annual Al-Quds Day demonstration had been planned as a large procession through the capital. Ms. Mahmood said the ban was necessary to prevent serious public disorder, citing the scale of the protest and the risk of counter-demonstrations amid tensions in the Middle East. Organizers insist the event is peaceful, but critics argue the march reflects the views of the Iranian regime. The Metropolitan Police described the protest as uniquely contentious and said the decision to prohibit the march was not taken lightly. Authorities say a static demonstration may still be allowed under strict conditions. The United States says its Navy has destroyed 16 Iranian vessels suspected of carrying naval mines near the Strait of Hormuz. The operation follows intelligence reports suggesting Tehran was preparing to deploy mines in the key shipping lane. President Donald Trump warned of unprecedented military consequences if such actions were confirmed. The Strait of Hormuz is one of the world's most critical routes for global oil shipments. The UK government is expected to publish the first set of documents today relating to the appointment of Peter Mandelson as ambassador to the United States. MPs forced the release of the papers last month. Lord Mandelson was dismissed from the role last September following controversy over his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. He remains under police investigation but maintains he did not act criminally or for personal gain. In a major constitutional change, up to 92 hereditary peers will no longer be able to sit in the House of Lords. The reform effectively ends a centuries-old parliamentary tradition. Some peers may retain their seats for life, but the titles will no longer automatically pass to their children. Scientists at the University of Oxford have identified the full hearing range of the European hedgehog for the first time. Researchers found the animals can hear sounds 4 times higher in frequency than humans. Lead researcher Sophie Rasmussen says the discovery could help develop new technologies, such as ultrasonic warning devices, to protect hedgehogs from dangers like cars and robotic lawnmowers. In football, interim head coach Igor Tudor refused to comment on his future after his team suffered a 5-2 defeat against Atletico Madrid. It marks the team's 4th consecutive loss, increasing pressure on the coaching staff. In Manchester tonight, mostly cloudy, with light rain possible later. Temperatures around 6 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Neckoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.